Go ahead, Mr. Wakeling. We'll move to the next whitetail deer proposal.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, members of the director's office. Like to move on to another deer related season structure, and this is actually another season that was adopted for a single year during the biennial season setting process last year. Vice Chairman Stuker correctly pointed out that this was something we needed to consider, and so we have brought that back. What we have had historically within deer season structure within hunting districts 400, 401, 403, and 406 has been a 3-week season. General license would be valid in there. And this is another area where we have detected the presence of chronic wasting disease. And so the department brought a recommendation to the commission last year. And at that point in time, what we had recommended was making this a 5-week season. What the commission ultimately adopted was retaining the original 3-week season, but then having a limited entry whitetail and mule deer antler season that would follow for 2 weeks. And so we could limit the number of hunters that participated in that. And so what the department had implemented that, but at this point we're still early in the season. We don't have our classic harvest surveys completely finished. However, the wildlife biologist within that district manages deer with there. Ryan Rauscher put together a questionnaire that he ran and had sent out to the people who had participated in that hunt. That information I received relatively recently, and I went ahead and have forwarded that to each of the commissioners. But just kind of just to summarize it real briefly, there were 80% of the respondents, and he had sent this out to receive responses from 123 hunters, and there were 420 permit holders. So just about a 30% response rate. 80% of the respondents hunted bucks with their buck permit. Hunting occurred across all land ownerships, with slightly more hunting on block management and public land than on private land belonging to family or friends, and private land not belonging to family or friends. And a respondent may have hunted on more than one. About 76% of the respondents harvested a buck on their permit. 61% harvested during the last week of the season. Harvest was evenly distributed among land ownerships types. The average antler points per side was 4. However, only 15% of those had their animal tested, despite the fact that Ryan had also reached out to each of those hunters via email to let them know that we were doing that and it was available to them. This was a proposal that, again, the commission dealt with last year. There was substantial divergence of opinion, I might say, regarding whether or not to move forward with it or not. And so the commission wanted to have the opportunity to think about this and reevaluate it this year. And so for that reason, they put a 1-year sunset on that. And so the department is bringing two alternatives that largely represent the extremes of the opinions that we've had so far. Alternative A, is basically it's the season that we have for fall of 2020, and that's 3 weeks with a general license season and 2 weeks with a limited entry white-tailed deer and mule deer antler permit buck permits in each of 400, 401, 403, and 406. And those permit numbers would be adjusted according to the data that we typically evaluate before we actually go to quota setting and regulation printing. So that may be adjusted to some degree up or down compared to with what it was last year. The other option is B, and that would be essentially to revert to what we had in 2019. And that's a 3-week general license season and without any additional seasons to consider. This is a proposed, this is not a final at this point. It's our intent to bring this back to the commission in February if the commission chooses to go forward with this and provide the opportunity for public comment to occur through January 11th. In that manner, we can get some additional feedback and share that with the commission. Ryan Rauscher had mentioned that he was probably going to try to get some additional information, but it's unlikely at this point with 30% response rate. Responses don't change dramatically after you reach about that level of response rate. However, we may have some additional information at that point in time to share with the commission. Be glad to try to address any question the commission might have.
Thank you, Mr. Wakely.
Mr. Chairman, I'd have a couple questions, please. The information and Ryan sent it to me also, but I did not see a lot of information other than I had some discussion with Corey Lechner, Region 4 Wildlife Manager, on landowner participation or lack thereof. I would be curious to know, did we lose some land because of this proposal? Or now that we're through the first, or will be through the first hunting season of it and gathering information, what do those landowners now feel? We know the sportsmen like it, but if they can't get on land in the future, it's not going to do any good. And I haven't seen any information on that. So do you have any of that information, or is that something you're going to be collecting before the February commission meeting?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Stuker, we have had some conversations regarding that, and I've spoke with Corey Lucker rather extensively on that very topic. We have, I think to date, and it's probably the same land, Corey had indicated that he thought he had the same negative comment from a landowner that probably had reached out and provided you with some negative feedback on it. But what the region has told me to date is that they have not seen any loss of access as a result of this season. And in fact, they were saying that in some instances, some people that aren't even enrolled in access programs are granting access to allow hunters to get in this area. But the region's perspective, and we can certainly explore this further and try to get a more of a formalized analysis or at least data collection regarding the landowners. But the region's perspective and my understanding is that we have not had anybody pull out of the access program as a result of this to date.
And I think my understanding is up there, a lot of them said, okay, being it's a 1-year sunset, we will go through this season. And then as the commission reevaluates for the future, we'd like to put in comments. So for the February commission meeting, I'm hoping that those landowners do, or at least Region 4 and the department, reach out to more of the landowners up there informally or formally to find out what they liked or disliked about the additional 2 weeks on the buck permits. I think that's very important that we do that. And that was something that we told them we would do last year when we approved it for a year. So if that could happen, I would appreciate it.
Mr. Chairman, Vice Chairman Stuker, we will definitely make a concerted effort to get some additional feedback on that.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion if it's appropriate at this time.
Absolutely.
I move the commission vote to adopt for public comment proposal A, as presented by the department, with all other aspects of 2021 deer season unchanged except those influenced by routine calendar rotations.
I second that motion.
The motion and a second. Yes.
And this goes to what I was saying earlier about getting landowner feedback for the February commission meeting. And if it is all positive or the majority is positive, I hope then the commission would accept this proposal and move forward for another year. But if it is not, then I would hope that that commission and the department would look at making changes at the February meeting.
Thank you. Further comment from the commission before I send it out to public comment?
Mr. Chairman, I think it would be helpful because we don't know the makeup of the commission, and having sat through the earlier discussion, I have a basic understanding, but it would be helpful when you do present the results that you include the history, why we went to a 3-week versus the general 5-week season and so on. Otherwise, we lose some context. So please include some background when you do. And I look forward to hearing the comments of the landowners as well. I do recall that a road issue was a big part of it, but don't recall much else. So please refresh our memories. Thank you.
Further comments from the commission? Commissioner McKean.
Yeah, I would echo. I find myself echoing a lot of what Commissioner Byrath says today. But if I have the luxury and ability to be serving on the commission in February when that discussion happens, I would love that background. I would also like to be mindful of increasing that 15% participation in CWD monitoring too. I feel like if that's the impetus for the season structure change, that needs to be really top of mind when we think expansively about how we increase participation in that.
And Commissioner Keehan, that is one of the big things that the landowners up there last year stated. You know, if we can show that there are a lot of CWD prevalent animals there, they're totally for it. But if we can't, then they like the 3-week season. And you'll hear all the history on that, hopefully at your February meeting.
I just want to echo what the other commissioners have already said here. I think that knowing more about the prevalence in the area is really important to everybody involved. And, you know, we don't get anything done in these areas without the landowners buy-in. So it's just a critical matter to make sure that we appropriately provide information and listen to them when they come back to us.
Thank you. This is going to go out for public comment through January 11, and then, of course, we decided again on February. And I appreciate the comments from the commission to refocus what we're really doing here. So I'm going to go ahead and open it up to public comment. Again, *9, identify yourself, where you're from, and we'll take your comment. Again, this is the beginning of the comment period. There'll be opportunity to comment up into through January 11. *9 as always.
Chair Colton, members of the commission, seeing none.
Back to the commission. Is there any final comment before I call for the vote? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Is that an opposed, Andrew, or
No, I was just, my trigger finger was a little bit sluggish.
I understand. Okay. Let me look at the agenda here quick. I know that